In the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The wine we drink today was never held in oaken barrels. The wine we drink today was never held in oak barrels. I love this world, even as I hear the great wind of leaving rising. For there is a grainy taste I prefer to any idea of heaven, human friendship. I prefer the grainy taste of human friendship to any ideas about heaven. When you give a party, invite the lame, the crippled, the blind, the deaf, the impoverished, because it's impossible for them to repay you. In this single sentence, Jesus gives us His entire mission to reconcile the whole world and His teaching strategy. You see, He'd come into any little town and He'd say, "All right, Rob, Elise, Kaleo, Barb, Margaret Bender, cough it up. We're going to have a party here. Rent me the Grange Hall. Okay, kick in the funds, and it better be a good party." And then everybody was invited. Everybody, and that was the point. Everybody in the town came, not just our kind. You know what I mean? Everybody was there. And in the course of the evening, he'd tell a few stories, maybe do a little teaching, and the next day he'd wander on to the next town. That's it. That's it. That's his teaching methodology. Is it time for us to go back to that? When I was in South Africa several years ago, I was invited to a wedding. Marvelous event, you know, several hundred people there. And the reception was back at the bride's home. And an additional 300 people came without invitation. I said, "What is this?" They said, "Oh, it's our culture. You know, these are friends. These are neighbors. And they're hungry." 300 uninvited guests. And we think we have problems? We try to do our best, don't we? We try to let in all kinds of people, don't we? We let in people who like to wear shoes. We let people in here who don't have tattoos. That's okay. We let in people who are thinkers. We're trying to make this a party without a party line. Wouldn't it be great if the word church became synonymous with the word party? Hey, come to the party we got going. Think of all the pressure we'd relieve from Dabby as the Deacon of Connections. You don't have to come to church. Come to the party. Come to the party of life. This is where it's happening. Yes? Could it be? Why not? And think of all the levels now. There's allowing people to come in. Then there's welcoming people to come in. And of course, there's pursuing people right where they are. We're always doing the mix and match, aren't we? Just in this last year, we've had Zen masters here for worship and baptisms, right, for Fiona? And Sikh musicians, and Sita Rama and Mohan are Hindu friends, and Shakur, an Afghani Muslim friend, is getting involved. Isn't that wonderful? what's this Nicaraguan partnership thing, though? I mean, come on. So far away, they're really destitute. Don't even have flush toilets. Most of us don't speak Spanish. Why are we bothering with this? A social worker who worked for many, many years in Calcutta alongside of Mother Teresa. And they were great friends. And he told her after many years of working together, he said, "You know, Mother, we really do similar work with the impoverished, with the destitute, with the dying, but there is one key difference between what we do, and that is I work for people. You work with people." And that's the gospel. Jesus was forever focused on persons, whoever they are. They have a name, a story, a history, their own suffering, their own dreams. These are human beings. The focus is persons, not projects. Now let me be crystal clear. All kinds of projects are welcomed when they are put at the service of human beings, when they're there to serve the common good. Absolutely, they're good. Yes, yes, yes. But when projects become substitutes for relationships, then look out. Then no, no, no. That's why Rumi said, "I prefer the grainy taste of human friendship to any ideas of heaven. I want the grainy, I want the grit, I want all the... Why is this person my friend? I want that to all the great ideas about what heaven will be like someday. And especially those who are promising ideas of bringing heaven to earth. Like economic systems, you know. Oh, this will be perfect. Just trust us. Globalization, it's a sell. Give me the real thing." Well, the problem, of course, is that Jesus is forever going too far. We all know that, don't we? You just have to live with that. He's always going too far, advocating for the outcast. But not only that, he becomes an outcast himself. Right? Which is why he's telling the stories all the time, trying to explain, trying to help us understand, trying to reveal, trying to expose what's really going on here. You remember that story about the prodigal? Huh? The younger sibling, that silly one? Huh? Squandering everything, selfish, greedy, what a loser. How we pray to God day in and day out that none of our children or grandchildren will ever become one of those. Please, God, no, not that. Right? But she did come home. Meanwhile, the older sibling, dutiful, diligent, dependable. And no heart. Refusing to party when the lost was found. Who is the outcast? I have friends at a church in San Francisco, urban zone, not in the ghetto, but on the edge. True story, happened a couple of years ago. One of the street people came in for Sunday morning worship. sort of move around the congregation from time to time, sitting over there, sitting back there, but you know, it's okay. I think there were only two comments during the homily, so it was pretty nice. Came time for the prayers, and the offer went up, and you could see the whole congregation, oh, that he's free enough to pray. And then it went on, and on, until one of the members of the congregation finally said, "Lord, in your mercy!" And the whole congregation said, "Hear our prayer!" And shut him down! Whew. Communion seemed to go okay, but at the end of the service, he'd moved to the center aisle. And the last hymn is playing, and the crucifer is leading the way with the cross, and the clergy are following behind. He gets about midway down, and suddenly this guy steps into the aisle and grabs the cross. And the crucifer is fighting. What are you doing? And the congregation is singing, and help us, help us. And finally, the crucifer just said, released it and gave it to him. And the guy took the cross, and he brought down Jesus. Step back, finish the hymn. Who's crazy? Who's the prodigal? Who's the outcast? We all are. And we are all invited to the great party. Look, I am. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.